All right, so yesterday was my two-parter. So I did my one about just listening to it. And then last night I just watched it. So I turned off all the sound and just watched it. And actually, it was probably my favorite experience ever. It was like legit super fun. Yeah, I wanted the movie ended too soon. It was bizarre. So what I basically did, because I was realizing that just staring at it was going to drive me crazy. I mean, I was watching it, but like I need some noise in the background. So I was being able to watch the visuals. The idea was to watch the movie without all the script and just the visuals. But in order to do that, I needed something. So I was going to just have like generic soundtracks playing, just like to have something playing. Otherwise I was going to get bored and I would like tune out. And so then instead of just, so I started with like just soundtracks I enjoyed. That was about like 6 minutes in. I was just, you know, I had a Pandora station playing soundtracks. And I was like, you know what? I know this movie well enough. I can have thematic songs playing throughout this movie. So that became the best part of watching the movie. Was that like, 'cause I knew what scene was coming up, so I could have it playing something thematically appropriate. Oh my gosh, it was the funnest thing in the world. It was not very hard. I always knew what scene was coming up, so I'd pause the movie and find the song that was going to play next, and then I'd have YouTube ready to go. Then when the scene came up, I would press play, and the whole scene would play, and it went by so fast. It was the best. If I could watch it like that every time, I would, because it was amazing. So that was so fun. So I had, like, for example, when they're reanimating the rat, I had the electric slide playing, which was fun. So it was like electric, but when the electricity stuff. And then when the creature's taking off his shirt, I had I'm Too Sexy playing. I had Kung Fu Fighting playing for one of the songs. I had the With the Bodies Hit the Floor song playing, which was fun. What else did I have? Oh, Midnight Train to Georgia, when he jumps out the window and jumps onto the train. All kinds of stuff. I had a couple Beyonce songs going. At the end, I was having trouble thinking of, like, thematically appropriate songs, so I had, like, you know, kind of fun, peppy workout songs that were, like, I didn't know them, but, let's see, what else did I have? I'll Make a Man Out of You for, which song was that? One of the fighting songs. Had the Rocky song playing during the, like, stick fighting part at the beginning. Oh, it was the best. I think I'm definitely doing that again, because it was so fun. So that part was super fun, and that did distract me from the movie. However, you know what? The movie actually looks very pretty, and without all the baggage of the plot, it actually was fine. Like, they have good actors, and so their facial expressions kind of, it's like watching a silent movie. Like, they convey a lot of stuff with their faces. They aren't happy most of the movie, so they're either kind of listening intently, or they're mad, or they do a lot of good face acting. So this movie's got a good face actors in it. So I would say, actually, I do know the plot, so it's not like I wasn't going to follow it, but I don't feel like I got the general gist. Like, I could tell who the good guys were and the bad guys were with the way they were treating each other. However, not watching it, the gargoyles end up looking way worse, because you don't realize that she's helping him. They just keep stealing him from things, and the only reason you would think they're any good is if you notice she saves him at the end. But throughout the movie, like, without knowing what she's saying to him, she just keeps taking him and locking him up and, like, yelling at him again and glaring at him and things like that. So actually it makes the gargoyles look worse. I mean, not that they look great when they explain themselves, but it makes them look worse. So I would say this experiment was a success. I find, like, the movie with both components, like, a C, but, like, the movies with singular components, actually, I liked it a lot more. Like, I think the visuals are cool, but they get bogged down by the script, and then the script, like, I don't know, because I liked it when I just listened to the script, but I think listening to the script without all the visuals was actually good too, because there's a lot of a lot of people on screen at any given time doing a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of sets, like there's a lot of places going back and forth, so the just listening to it, you just kind of get, it's like listening to a lecture, like it's, you just get the facts without all the distractions of cathedrals and knowing, like, part of the problem is that you don't know where he is at any given time, and you don't really know who's talking, so in this case, you just kind of smush everyone into one group. Like, you know the gargoyles are talking now, and you just get that smushy group, and then you get the demons are talking. It doesn't matter which demon's talking, because you can't see them. So I think I rather liked it. I think I will have to do it again with just the one thing. It made the movie simplified. I felt calmer watching it. I quite enjoyed it. So I watched it 2 times yesterday, so I'm all caught up now. So phew. That was a close one. So the high, I would say, I really enjoy coming up with my own soundtrack. It was my favorite thing in the whole world. I was delighted every single time. It was always great. I like my Beyoncé song. That was a Who Runs the World girl. Like that part where the girl, the doctor is fighting. There was a whole bunch of stuff. They were all winners. It was great. It was so much fun. So that was my high, that I had a great, I actually legit had, like, super fun. Like, I didn't want, the movie was almost over, like, it was the, where he's on top of the roof, I'm like, no, it's almost over, and I actually stopped, I wanted Don't Stop Believing to play at the right time, so I actually watched the last minute again, just so the song would cue up, because I was like, no, I wanted to cue up, cool, so it did. And it did, and it was great. My favorite song choice was, my a while ago when Gangnam Style was real big, someone did a Gangnam Style Space Jam remix, which I always really liked, and I had that playing during the last gargoyle demon fight. So cool. That was the best. It totally worked. It's like just, it's so extraordinarily over the top, and it just fit with that ridiculous battle. That was my best. That was my high. I think the Gangnam Style Space Jam gargoyle demon fight was my best. The low, I don't know, this was a good watch. Both of them were good watches. Just watching the movie with my own soundtrack was actually my favorite thing ever. So I didn't put on the captions either. I didn't want to be bogged down by anything. So I said there was no low. It was the best viewing I've ever had. It was so much fun. I felt like I had stripped off all the exhausting plot, bogged down demon backstory exposition central, and just I got the cool visual. There's some really good visuals. I got that, and then I got, you know, little Taylor Swift in there, and it was great. So that was fun. I wrote about, so a little over 1,000 words. So I'm trying to write scenes where I'm having, so I wrote a scene where he's goes, because he gets kicked off a movie that he was going to film right after the Oscars, that he was told that it was his agent's decision to take him off the movie, and it ends up that he was fired from the movie, and then he gets really mad because he's just in a bad mood, and I think when I edit it, we'll need to build that up better. I think I need to build it up better. I don't know, it's been kind of disjointed. So anyway, he goes to the production place and, like, kind of throws a fit, and so that's going to be kind of, he's now into anger, and then I'm going to have to seed some more, since his agent had to pick him up, seed a little bit more with the agent wife stuff, so maybe put a couple little hints in there. Yeah, so that's where I'm at. So the next step is to, he needs to have the interview with, I think I was going to do 2020, the interview with them, so he's going to get to get ready for that and do that interview, and then I got to see a little bit more stuff with his wife, so that'll be, so I'm at about 24, maybe 1,700 words, so today I'm going to focus on writing today and get more of that done, so that's where we're at. So that's it for today. So I'm gonna go back to watch the movie boring style. Boo. I need more fun ways to do it. So I gotta think of some more fun ways. But for right now, That's what I'm doing. A bow. Maybe I'll put on some Open Gangnam Style anyway, just on the background to make my life more fun. Yep, so that's where I'm at. All right, so I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.